Well, Tennessee farmers are hopeful for another bumper crop. Hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. The latest reports are out as to what Tennessee and American farmers have planted this year. And now that Hurricane Dennis has provided lots of much-needed moisture the past week, these crops should be on their way for another great year. According to a June survey from the Tennessee Agricultural Statistics Service, farmers here have shifted more acres to cotton from corn. And despite the threat of soybean rust, soybean acreage has increased as well. Now, planted acreage for cotton is forecast at 630,000 acres. That's up 100,000 from last year and the highest level in the state since 1995. The state's corn acreage is estimated at 620,000 acres. That's down 70,000 acres from acreage intended earlier and 9% less than a year ago. Now, despite those rust concerns, Tennessee's 2005 soybean acreage is estimated at 1.23 million acres, and that's up 2% from last year. Now, as expected, the state's 2005 burley tobacco acreage is expected to decline 29% from a year ago, down to 17,000 total acres. Tennessee tobacco growers intend to harvest a total of 23,260 acres. That's down 7,000 acres from a year ago. Now, despite a much lower level of wheat planted, producers have completed harvest, and they're looking at a record year this year. The state average yield was 60 bushels per acre. That's up 12 bushels from the forecast yield 1 month ago and surpassing that record set in 1999 by 4 bushels per acre. With 170,000 acres harvested for grain, production is forecast at 10.2 million bushels, but that's down 26% from last year and the lowest total since 1991. Now, for the past few years, hay has been one of the state's top crops, and this year acreage is down. Producers intend to harvest 1.88 million acres of hay, down 3% from last year. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.